Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. News time, 12 noon, 70 degrees outside, expecting temperatures to stay that warm under mostly sunny skies for your Wednesday. Prosecution testimony in the Michael Lemorande trial may be nearing an end. Mike Kinzel was in the courtroom this morning and filed this report.
Judge James Bolgert told the jury hearing a reckless homicide case in Sheboygan County Court today that barring unforeseen developments, they could have the case by early tomorrow afternoon. 23-year-old Michael Lemorande of Oshkosh is on trial in the death of 43-year-old Nicholas Lurkey of Sheboygan. Jury this morning heard detailed testimony about the police response and investigation on that day, January 19th, when they were called to a fatal stabbing on South 12th Street. Jury was shown the blood-stained knife used in the stabbing and the blood-soaked shirt which Lurkey was wearing when he was stabbed in the lower back. The prosecution continues to call witnesses. They're expected to wrap up their case this afternoon. Trial is in its third day at the Sheboygan County Courthouse. Mike Kinzel, WHBL News at the courthouse.
A Sheboygan teen was hospitalized yesterday afternoon following an intersection collision just west of the city of Sheboygan. The Sheriff's Department said it happened about 5 o'clock when a pickup truck driven by 57-year-old Victoria Heimerman of Keel turned in front of an oncoming car driven by 17-year-old Neil Schmid of Sheboygan, and the two collided. Schmid was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. 4 people were arrested and 1 Sheboygan man was taken to a local hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries following a traffic accident and subsequent assault in Manitowoc earlier today. Damon Ryan has more.
Police Lieutenant Corey Puzel said officers were dispatched to Hardee's Restaurant shortly after 3 this morning. Puzel said one of the 2 vehicles involved in the mishap also had its windows broken out by a baseball bat. Following a lengthy investigation, 2 subjects were arrested for OWI and 2 others were taken into custody on charges of substantial battery, criminal damage to property, and disorderly conduct. All of those involved in the incident on the city's southwest side are males, ranging in age from the mid-20s to middle-30s. The victim of the assault is from Sheboygan and said to be in his middle-20s. No word on his condition this morning. The overnight incidents remain under investigation, and court appearances for those jailed are set for later today. Reporting from Manitowoc for WHBL News, I'm Damon Ryan.
After more than 21 hours of criticizing Obamacare on the floor of the Senate, Senator Ted Cruz is done talking. The Texas Republican wants the Senate to defund the health care reform law as part of a broader deal to keep the government running past Monday night. Cruz said Obamacare is hurting average Americans who are facing a stagnant economy, who are facing jobs that are drying up. Driving into a group of motorcyclists on Highway 151 in May of last year while he was allegedly high on oxycodone could get a 26-year-old Hilbert man up to 32 and a half years in prison. Clinton Lovelace was in Fond du Lac County Court yesterday to plead to charges stemming from the accident, including 2 counts of homicide by negligent use of a vehicle. Motorcyclists packed the courtroom to support the victims and their families. 2 Michigan men died from injuries suffered in the crash. 1 lost a leg and 6 others were also hurt. A sentencing hearing is scheduled for February 6th. A Fond du Lac County man has pled guilty to killing a couple from Eden in a drunk driving crash. 25-year-old Daniel Shea of Campbellsport was convicted yesterday on 2 counts of drunken homicide. A 3rd count of causing injury by OWI was dropped in a plea deal. Authorities said Shea had 7 drinks and 2 shots of whiskey at 5 taverns in the hours before his car crossed a center line on Highway 45 and hit an oncoming auto. He told officers he might have been texting at the time. He never saw a vehicle coming, and all he heard was a loud crash. Officers said Shea's blood alcohol level was almost at 0.22 over 2 hours after the crash. He is scheduled to be sentenced January 2nd. We're beginning to get some information on just what health insurance will cost in Wisconsin under the federal exchanges through Obamacare. The Department of Health and Human Services announced the premiums yesterday. Plans are separated into gold, silver, and bronze, depending on the percentage of health costs they cover, with gold being the highest. A single plan for a 27-year-old will cost $189 to $280 a month before an income-based tax subsidy. Families of 4 making $50,000 a year can expect to pay $106 to $282 a month after the subsidy for the lowest cost bronze and silver plans. Of around 500,000 non-insured Wisconsinites will be required to get coverage by January 1st using the exchanges. The Sheboygan Area School District will not be adding any new charter schools in the near future. On Sheboygan's Morning News, District Administrator Joe Sheehan said the Board of Education approved an administration request last evening not to create any new charter schools over the next 2 years.
So we obviously are going to be supporting our present schools, but saying let's take a step back and what's the impact of our charter schools and all our neighborhood schools financially, academically, how are we doing? And so for the next 2 years, we're saying we will not be accepting or opening any new charter schools.
The district currently has 9 charter schools in operation. Kahn Floral and Greenhouse has been sold to a new owner. Tom Kahn, who along with his family has owned and operated the Garden Center since 1984, said the business has been sold to Chris Shepard, co-owner of Alspin Homes and Nursery in Frankfort, Illinois. Kahn said the business was sold for an undisclosed amount and he will remain an employee of the new owner. He said the transition is very positive for the future of Kahn Floral and he thanked the people of Sheboygan for their patronage over the last 29 years. Another check of your forecast for this Wednesday shows mostly sunny skies and a high near 68. Expect similar weather through the rest of your work week. Right now we are at 70 degrees as we get ready to return to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. I'm Rusty Melberg. WHBL News Time is 12:06.